In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. In today's reading from 2 Samuel, we find David resting at his house, admiring all the many gifts that God has given him. The passage specifically says that he is settled. He is at rest. It dawns on him that while he lives in a cedar home, the ark of God is in a tent. David is clearly bothered by the fact that it would appear to him that his house actually might be better than God's. And we gather that he makes plans to build a house for the Lord. However, God speaks to the prophet Nathan, and Nathan brings the news that David's bid on the house for God has received an almighty refusal. Specifically, the word of the Lord tells Nathan to ask David, "Are you the one to build me a house to live in? I have not lived in a house since the day I brought up the people of Israel from Egypt to this day, but I have been moving about in a tent or a tabernacle." Last week, we heard an awesome sermon from Mother Amy in which she talked about fear. She specifically named one of her own fears, violent movies and television. And while I can certainly see why this is scary, and there are definitely certain films that I don't watch because I find them too scary, I think that Mother Amy and I might differ a little bit on this fear. You see, one of my favorite genres of television, film, and novel is the post-apocalyptic drama. The only way you can make that idea any better is by adding zombies. I love the idea of what happens to the world when we are rid of our materialism and when we are reduced to life's necessities. I love toying with the idea of what it means to be truly alive and what it means to experience actual death. I recently talked with Casey about the new Mad Max film, which is certainly a part of this genre if you haven't seen it. And he and I sort of stood in awe of the line from the movie that says, "We are not things." There's a sense of darkness that overwhelms the post-apocalyptic drama, especially the ones with hungry zombies. But there's also a great perspective that we are given on our culture's inability to recognize what is a need and what is a want, of which I want to be the first to confess my sin around. These dramas reduce daily life to food, water, birth, death, anger, and peacemaking. And it seems that in every post-apocalyptic drama, the remnant of humanity who have been traveling for days, scavenging for resources, they always eventually find some sort of house, some sort of home base. Sometimes it's an abandoned store, other times it's someone else's home that the people are no longer there. It changes. But it always begins as a temporary place for them. A place to simply regroup, to inventory supplies, maybe to send a couple of people out to try to find canned goods from an abandoned store. It is always intended to be a temporary stop along the journey. And yet there is always that moment where one person makes the plea that maybe we should never leave here. Why would we keep going? This place is safe. This can be our new home. We can start here. We can rebuild society. We can begin again. We can be what we once were. However, the responses are pretty clear. Either the self-appointed able-bodied leader explains that that is impossible, stupid, dangerous, or maybe even lazy. Or if they do decide to stay, within 24 hours, the place is usually ransacked by an opposing group of renegades who want their things, swarmed by a herd of zombies, or threatened by a formerly unforeseen, mysterious pack of wolves. The attempt at staying put, the attempt at rebuilding from scratch, and no longer being wanderers in a desolate land, is always disrupted by more violence. Any sense of self-sustainability is taken from them, and they are always sent back on the road. In 2 Samuel, David wants to create a sense of stability that God rejects. God's rejection is less about David and more about God's pattern of divine mobility. God has been on the move, accompanying Israel from the day God delivered them from Pharaoh's hand. God is not a God to be placed in a house. God is not a God who will be settled. The attempt at staying put, the attempt at creating a settled kingdom, and no longer being wanderers in the world, is always disrupted by the violence of the world that calls us out of our homes and into the streets to love. The attempt at staying within our walls is always disrupted by the darkness of the world that craves for the light of Christ. Our false sense of stability is challenged by the mobility and movement of God, which always calls us back on the road. God does not accept from David the house that David proposes, because God does not want a house. God wants David to have a dynasty in the Lord's name. God wants David's house to be a kingdom. So David's kingdom and not his cedar house is established for the Lord's people and not only for the king. The Lord gives him a house that is a kingdom, and a kingdom does not come with stability. A kingdom comes with the complications of human relationships, which we see pretty clearly through David's kingship. David's desire to build a house for the Lord, that way out of his restlessness, is made ironic by the travel, movement, and restlessness that we know David will experience. David's restlessness and the desire for settlement brought on by that is something I believe that we can connect with. He is with us a traveler, a nomad, and not necessarily by choice. We, like David, ache for something tangible to make us feel secure, to ground ourselves in something that proves that we lived and that we mattered. Cedar houses, endowments, lengthy resumes, things that we imagine settle us. And yet this desire in our own hearts that we might be settled by the world, God rejects. We should remember that God's rejection of our desire for earthly things, for earthly kingdoms, is not necessarily because God wants to just take all of our things away. The desire is rejected by God because our earthly settlements and our earthly gains are not protected from the decay of corruption. Again, something we learn pretty clearly through David's reign as king. Whether the corruption is from our sin or simply from the evil in the world that surrounds us, I will not pretend to know. But I do know that we will witness earthly kingdoms fall away, because they are not the kingdom that God has built. We build kingdoms of cedar, and God begs us to join God in the tent, in the tabernacle, on the road. From this passage, we are left with a few reminders. We are reminded to join God on the way, and we are reminded that the things we have are not ours. Our things are gifts, and our houses are a part of a kingdom created by God for the work of love and justice. It is from the Davidic line, that we will receive Jesus. Jesus' life was not lived in a house. He was a kingdom, a complicated world and life of love and mission. The Lord rejects David's house because the love and sacrifice of God will only be housed within the flesh, bone, word, and deed of Jesus. And his life, death, and resurrection creates for us a home, an earthly home in this church where we can offer a place of worship for all people, and a heavenly home where we will one day reach that blessed settlement that we desire, and a home for others, a place along the road for those who need it. So the question then for me, and maybe the question for all of Christianity in some way, shape, or form, is do we worship in a cedar house or a kingdom? Do we as Christians serve our own? Or is our worship housed in a place that loves and serves all people? Today, before this service, we put together packages for Spring Valley Elementary School from the collection that we've done all month. This is a place that is geographically close to us, making this an opportunity for us as a church to literally love our neighbors. This is a journey on the road, a space where we can gather and go into the world bearing gifts that we give with a cheerful heart. This is a chance to meet a stranger in our moving existence and give out of what we have as we walk along that same road. Tomorrow, we begin the Transfiguration Food Distribution Ministry. This has been months in the making, and we are excited to see this important ministry begin. This is a space in which we welcome people here on our campus to our church and show by our actions that this is a house where we serve, where we love, and where we help all people. This is how we show that this space is not just for us. It is for the Lord's kingdom, that God's will may be done, and that we may simply be a part of that. I've been here for only a little over a month, but I see this church as a people that walks on the road with distant travelers. And I see this church as a place where we welcome others into God's house. We are there. How will we continue on the road? How will we serve in new ways? What might await us as we pick up our packs to walk along the way? How can we take up our tent and follow where God leads? Who is missing from this house in God's kingdom? Amen.